Hello, everyone. Welcome to NGW High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and unfortunately, my usual partner in podcasting, Scott Cross, was unable to join us this week. So we are blessed to have the Guido with us today.
You know, with the fact with Scott gone and I keep showing up, people are going to think I have something to do with it. And I don't know if we need that.
I don't know if we need that either. I mean, you know. We already do have you on our commentary team. Are you trying to take Ref's Scott's position as NGW head official?
No. He can keep that all to himself. You know, I just tried to stay in my own little world, and then there's people that just want to keep invading it. But as we had on our last show, but
yeah, we had a heck of a weekend, didn't we?
Oh yeah, we sure did. Scorched Earth was an incredible show.
Yeah, and of course, you know, as seems to be a new tradition with NGW, we have a couple matches all ready to go in the barrel for NGW's next show, which will be NGW Retribution, taking place on Saturday, September 20th. The big match, of course, is that Jerry Morgan is going to be challenging Playboy Double H for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
I'm trying to figure out whether or not we're actually trying to get Playboy's big old head in these pictures, because it just seems like it's taking over everything.
Well, of course, we're also going to be having the final match in the tournament to determine the first ever NGW Women's Champion, and that match will be Lexi Green versus Shaza McKenzie. Both Nyx and Cassandra Golden had a second chance match, which actually went to a time limit draw.
I know, and that really sucks. I mean, either one of those women could have won that match at any time, I believe. I mean, there just seemed to be so evenly matched. It was so incredible. It sucks for it to end the way it did, because I think the fans deserved a winner in that. And two, either one of those ladies, I think, would represent well as NGW's first women's champion. But we did hear from Phoenix that night that that both of those women will definitely be in consideration for title shots in the future. But I'm not. I don't want to belittle the two women that we have going into this, because Lexi Green is no slouch, and neither is Shaza McKenzie. We see everybody saying hi.
We have Marcellus Knight saying that he's sure it won't be the last time we see them.
Well, Lord, I hope not, because both Cassandra Golden and Nyx are incredible wrestlers. And like I said, either one of them would represent NGW well as women's champion. But the thing is, we have an incredible world traveler in Shaza McKenzie going up against the very talented and very mystically powered, I shall say, Lexi Green. In all honesty, that is going to be an incredible match. And we are going to be, I think any way we slice it, we will be proud of either one of those women becoming the first NGW Women's Champion.
And also it was made that Dexter Roswell is going to be taking on the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz.
Yeah, after what he did after the main event, I understand frustration, but it's one thing to be frustrated. I mean, he was basically in a 7-on-1 handicap situation. And
oh, we got Donde in the comments already. Dara saying boo Dexter and Ricky Snooze boo. But you know, speaking of Dexter and his actions after his match with Playboy Double H, where Playboy Double H was able to retain the NGW Heavyweight Championship, we do have a little bit of my favorite thing in the world. And that, of course, is a little bit of breaking news. And I have a statement here. It reads, after the events that occurred at Scorched Earth, where Dexter attacked Ricky Cruz and Chris Cade, and due to his admitted past history with high-profile wrestlers, the NGW Board of Directors has instituted a new rule going forward. And that rule is that the Guido will no longer be allowed to take photos with wrestlers.
What?
Each time he does, it will result in a fine.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
You want to explain this here, Guido?
Oh, God. Yeah, there's getting blamed for things. I mean, there's actually having actionable consequences, but this, how is this my fault?
You admitted right here on High Voltage when you were a guest that you have a history of when you take a picture with somebody, they turn heel.
But that is a major coincidence. I mean, a major, major coincidence. You act like I have them sign contracts in blood here or something. Try to make me be the bad guy here.
Teresa's saying, "Don't blame Guido." Oh, we got infamous Dar Arding. So if I get a photo with him, it'll turn me against PYT. Yeah, no, Guido, stay away.
No. I assure you, it's pure coincidence. I have no power in this situation. No dogs in this fight.
We got Benny Cavini in hashtag Guido's fault for heel turn.
Oh my lord!
Smith say it's not Guido's fault. Oh
well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm glad there's folks out there defending me, and believe me, it's greatly appreciated. But I mean, is this going to go right under the going off clause of my contract that I can't take pictures with wrestlers or fans and that?
There we go. Hashtag Guido's fault, right there from Dardar.
Jeez.
But you know, one of the matches that I was very excited to see and very happy that it actually got to a conclusion this time was LVK versus Reinhardt.
Yeah. I mean, both those guys are incredible wrestlers. Wait, what's going on?
I have $5 to take a pic with Dardar.
All right, I have $5 on Guido to take a pic with Dardar for science. Yes, exactly. Is it becoming a thing? Guido gets a photo with someone and he'll Yeah. I think is that going to be the big? I mean, we got a great guest coming up here, and what we're going to have here is Dexter Dexter takes a picture with me, then decides to kick Chris Cade in the five hole. What is that? Is that how this is going to work?
But Ed, you know what? We got Benny in saying that I respect LVK ever since seeing that match. Reinhardt the Hooligan popping in saying, "Who said my name?" But you know what? You know whose name we are going to say? Our guest tonight, LVK. What do you say we go ahead, bring him on, let him talk about this wonderful match?
Well, please, anything to get the heat off me right now, because everybody's thinking I'm the devil incarnate.
LVK, sir. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Hey, Guido, we got to take a picture. Forgot to ask you about that at the show. We gotta definitely take a picture next show, for sure.
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
I actually saw you taking one with Dexter. I was like, yeah, we definitely gotta take one. I just forgot. I was too busy eating nachos and I didn't want to get caught eating nachos.
Well, hey, those were good nachos. I don't mind.
They were phenomenal. I loved them. But yeah, we definitely gotta take a picture for sure.
I don't know about that. But so LVK, it's wonderful to have you here with us tonight. And it was absolutely amazing seeing your match on Saturday against Reinhardt. And like I said, I was happy that it got to a definitive conclusion.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wanted this match. I wanted a no DQ. I wanted a no count out because the first time we battled, it seems like we had some unfinished business. And I honestly think that even after that first match, we probably would have wrestled again because it was just so much hate and animosity towards both of us. We had to wrestle again. And with the outcome that happened this past weekend, I'm happy for what we did and the respect that was gained between both of us. I gained a lot of respect for, you know, for Reinhardt after the match. At first, I didn't have any respect for him because he, you know, how that went. He pushed me in January. And, you know, the latter incident that happened at the TLC match and then our first match that we had, I start gradually losing more and more and more respect for him. And then our match happened. And after the match, that's when I gained a lot of respect for Reinhardt. And I've even said on socials, anytime Reinhardt goes to battle and he needs someone to back him up, I got his back.
That's outstanding.
But, I mean, and also, you know, I think you earned a lot of respect from, I know you definitely earned a lot of my, earned my respect. Myself, Kyle, and Shaft at the commentary table, and a lot of the fans' respect, because basically, for the most part, that match was just basically a glorified handicap match, as you were not only wrestling Reinhardt, but also Derek Coulter was involved. What's the situation between you and DK? Is it is there some unresolved issues there?
You'd have to ask DK that one, because I have no idea if, you know, with him and Reinhardt being as close as they are, you know, if DK wants a match with me one-on-one, I'll grant him that for sure. All he has to do is ask. If Reinhardt wants a rematch, all he has to do is ask. So, as far as I know, I don't know if there's any animosity. I mean, we shook hands. So, but like I said, if either one of them want another match with me, I'm game.
We've got somebody signaling that they want to join in.
Respect. The whole word respect is being thrown around, yet you guys would be the most disrespectful to the return of the superstar, the man, the chairman, your chairman, Curtis Payne. That is the real story of the last show, not LDK's Luke Moon victory. Oh, I have respect for Reinhardt. Oh my God, respect him so much. Shut up, you stupid little pissant. The real story is the return of the chairman, Curtis Payne, and the fact that PYT runs this show. We run it all. Playboy, NGW, heavyweight champion, new tag team champions. We run everything. And you got LDK as your guest? You should be having me as your guest. You are the two of the most disrespectful little pissheads I've ever seen on this show. Oh, my God. I can't believe I... And what is so impressive about LDK? I mean, really, what is so impressive about LDK? I trained him in 2010. He wasn't crap then. He's not crap now. I beat him within probably 5 minutes. I don't remember. It was a meaningless blue victory that I got because he was nothing. He's still nothing. And you know what? I'm going to prove that he's nothing over and every time I see you, you will know why I am the chairman.
So,
you got nothing to say?
I need you to.
Of course you don't.
I'm gonna need you to tone it down a little bit. You're getting too spicy. Tone it down a little bit. You're too loud. You're so loud that your Wi-Fi is cutting out. I think you need to tone it down a little bit. You said a lot of nothing just now. You came on here and you were mad about, oh, why am I not on the show? Oh, I can't believe I haven't been seen. I am the chairman. I'm on the show crying like a little bitch. I don't understand it. Like, yes, we do have history. Yes, you did train me and you put me out. It was either sink or swim. And I proved to you that night I could swim. 15 years later, here you are interrupting this feed that I was invited on, not you, me. 15 years later, you still see me as that rookie that you beat 15 years ago. Guess what? This ain't 15 years now. This is today. This is 2025. Me and you in the ring, at the rate that I'm at right now and how great I've been, Curtis, you're nothing more than a washed up old has-been. You're nothing now. You're not even the chairman of your own company. You are not even the man in your own group. You're not even the heavyweight champion in your group. You decided to return so you can get some more of that glory that you used to have. You don't have that anymore. You're not him. You're not that guy. You don't have the juice.
Oh, LV.
Curtis.
Oh, LVK. Curtis? You don't want the smoke.
Bring that smoke.
No, I remember something. You just came back not too long ago, right, LVK, from an injury?
Yes, yeah. I came back from an injury. What were you doing for 15 years?
Apparently, I'm beefing up his Wi-Fi.
How's that?
There we go.
You guys are not going to disrespect me and my Wi-Fi. I have the best Wi-Fi on the planet. You got it?
Yeah. That PYT Wi-Fi.
You're the chairman of a company and you can't afford good Wi-Fi. Your company sucks. Like, you're frozen right now. Like, what kind of a company do you run? This is how I know that if me and you get in the ring again for the second time, like with Reinar, it's not going to be easy. That was difficult. Curtis, you're going to be easy because you're a lot older than what you were when we wrestled 15 years ago. Curtis, mess with me.
Everybody froze.
I think it was just you.
Everybody froze.
That got me. Somebody said he's got that T-Move Wi-Fi.
You stupid NGW fans are not going to keep disrespecting me and my Wi-Fi. You got it? I am the... Oh, you know what?
Screw I'm going to disrespect you every time I can. I appreciate you training me, but you didn't teach me everything, Curtis. You taught me how to get in the ring. You taught me how to take care of myself in the ring. But what did you teach me outside of the ring, Curtis? If you look at my page, I have two pictures. One says be legendary. The other one says still legendary. Curtis, you never taught me any of that because you're not legendary at all. I had to make myself legendary. Curtis, you could never teach me that.
See, you know the thing about legendary people? They don't have to call themselves legendary. They just know they are. You're a fraud. And the next time we get in the ring, I'm going to expose you to the fake fraud you are, you little bitch. And we'll see who the man really is. For now, screw you. And you know what? I'm going to take my Wi-Fi. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go sit in my nice, cushy living room and watch my nice big TV and watch all the sports all in the world and be the man, the chairman, Curtis Payne. Because screw all you, chairman, out.
I'm going to beat him so bad that the people watching are going to still think that his Wi-Fi is frozen.
Yeah, I'd be careful if I were him. I think he's on his second to last AOL CD.
I would be careful if I were him, too.
Oh, my goodness. We got ourselves
a big group behind his back, but one-on-one, he will struggle. He struggled against me as a rookie. I'm far more better than I was as a rookie, so I don't even know. He's barking up the wrong tree here. You saw what I just did to Reinar at 2-on-1. And that's no disrespect to Reinar at all. I'm just stating facts.
Hey, look,
it's a wrap.
I'll look forward to you beating the brakes. The pain is a legend in this area. So, you know, beware the old man in a game where young men don't last too long.
15 years in. I've seen guys like him. I've faced guys like him. They're all talking.
Yeah, Marcel's night in chat saying he can always sneak up on people with a chair because he can't stand a toe with us either.
What's up, fam? I agree with you. I agree. I wish I could have been out there during that. I was preparing for my match, so I'm sorry I wasn't out there for you guys, but I'm going into battle with you guys anytime, any place. So you just name it, I'm there. My schedule was free at the moment, so.
The fam really did hold their own against PYT there for a while until PYT utilized their world-renowned creative tactics, let's say.
Yeah, creative tactics. And seriously, do any of them wear a shirt that has sleeves on it?
None of them do.
I mean, seriously, for that match, you know, you would think, you know, when you're coming out to hopefully add the tag team titles to your group, you would come in, you know, dressing like the top guys that you are, but they all look like they just got done mowing the yard. What the heck?
I don't know. I don't get it. Like, you can see I'm clearly wearing sleeves right now. So I don't know what their deal is. I guess they want to let everybody know how tough they are, thinking that sleeveless shirts is the way to go. I don't know. But as far as Curtis goes, Curtis, I want you to listen to me. In my 15 years, I put careers on hold. Respect it. You keep messing with me, you talk about me, you could be next. Just saying.
That'd be awesome. Yo, I haven't seen Curtis Pay, yo, Big Daddy Payne, in an NGW ring in quite some time. I want to say that, you know what, let me check here, because I'm almost certain that the last time I saw him was at Eye of the Storm in 2023.
Oh, Lord, that has been a while.
It's been a good 2 years since I've last seen him in an NGW ring. And him coming back to
you guys
help out PYT against the fam.
That was the last time I saw him in the ring. I promised then after I lost that I would get my get back if we ever wrestled again. But our paths never crossed after that. So, yeah, that's one guy that I definitely need to add on my resume.
Oh, your paths might definitely cross here at NGW sooner rather than later, possibly.
Soon, I hope.
We got Jerry Morgan in the chat say, we'll need a crew to keep PYT out of my NGW Heavyweight Championship match in September.
Jerry, what's good, man? Yeah.
I mean, he's exactly right. I mean, the shooter has a point, you know. You know, he needs to get a crew together because it's become glaringly obvious that if you're going up against Playboy, you were going up against the entirety of PYT. And I can tell you from personal experience, it is, you know, I can't tell you how many members of PYT it'll take to beat the crap out of you, but I can tell you how many they're going to use. And that's all of them.
They got like 20 members. They got like 20
it
members.
Certainly seems like it.
And all of them suck.
I'm just waiting for one of those. I'm wondering what they once they get all the gold in NGW, they're going to do one of those sorority TikToks.
That's a sorority I wouldn't hope anybody wants to join.
No.
Fraternity, whatever. I wouldn't hope anybody joins that.
Oh, but let's rewind a little bit here on your match with Reinhard here, because I thought, you know, that outside of the fact that it wound up becoming a 2-on-1 because DK wound up getting involved in a portion of that match because it was no holds barred, no DQ, no count out, anything goes. And you held your own against two members of the Great Heathen Army. And you did a fantastic job with it. You got some absolutely great hits in. Here's a nice shot of you just like flying right in the air.
And shout out to the camera guy for getting those shots. That was a really good shot.
Oh, and this one I think would be a great new profile photo for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely. I'm going to put that one up for sure.
That match was so good. You even have Benny Covini, you know, the great Heathen Army's number one fan, saying pure respect for LBK after that match.
Yeah, he came up and he shook my hand. And he was like, "I'm so sorry. I wasn't familiar with your game." And, I figured that was going to happen with everybody saying that I was going to get destroyed by the Heathen Army. And, I'm pretty much new to this NGW crowd. But those that have seen me, they know, like, not so fast. If you haven't seen him in action, you're in for it. Like, you're in for a treat. You need to go and look at his YouTube videos. You need to go to his Facebook page and check him out. You go to Twitter. Or X, check him out, because it's not as easy as you think. And especially when I have that crowd behind me, oh my God, that crowd, I can still hear that crowd right now. I can hear them in my head just literally chanting those three letters. And that's what fuels me. My opponents, they don't know that. Reinhard didn't know that. Curtis, when we go one-on-one, he'll find that out real. Actually, Curtis does know that, because that happened in our first match. As a rookie, that chant happened. Now, 15 years in, I know how to use that chant. I know how to fuel that. That's my motivation for keep going. So 15 years later, Curtis, you're going to hear that chant a lot. And what happened was Reinhard heard that chant. Reinhard and DK both, they heard that chant. And they both were, doing double team moves, and they couldn't beat me. The Bulldog, for sure. I thought I was a goner when I got hit with that Bulldog, but then I heard it. I heard it, and I kicked out real quick. Well, not real quick, but I kicked out. So the fans are like my biggest motivation in the match. So with Benny shaking my hand after the match, that's gratifying. I feel like I earned a lot of respect from a lot of people, and not just from the fans, but from the wrestlers in the back as well, and from the crew. So I'm glad I got a chance to do that match and to go in there with not being afraid of doing a no DQ and no countout match. Anything goes, no holds barred. So I'm very thankful and appreciative that I got that opportunity.
It was a real highlight of the night for me. And what do you say was the hardest part of that match?
What was the hardest part?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, the chair, like I did the hip check with the chair, that took something out of my hip. And I wasn't thinking on that one. I saw the chair there and I saw him in the corner. And normally when I go, when we're corner to corner, I hit that hip check, but that chair was there. And I figured, you know what, how can I do more damage to him than just my regular hip check? So I grabbed the chair and I ran with the chair and did the hip check. Now, it did do damage to him, but it also did damage to me. That would probably be one of the hardest parts. Also, the double teams, of course, like getting spine busted, getting bulldogged, a double team wheelbarrow bulldog. That took a lot out of me. Just fighting two people at once. And normally for me, if I'm on a 2-on-1 match, I have to fight by myself. Like, I have to keep going. So that would probably the chair shot for sure, or the chair on the hip for sure, would be the hardest thing. But the double team is up there too, just because you don't know with the chair what you're going to get. So yeah, I still have a bruise on my hip from that as well.
Yeah. We got Benny in the chat here saying that chair shot sucked to hear. And he felt it when it hit. And I got to say, I was standing right there in the corner right when you did it, got a good shot of it. And I kind of cringed when I heard that hit happen.
Yeah. I don't think I fell. I'm the one that did the move. I did the move and I felt it. I was like, oh no, this was not a good idea.
I mean, those are the things you do in the heat of the moment, the decisions you make, and sometimes you're in a feast or famine situation where, you know, you know that I need to get this guy's shoulders down for a three count. I need to get this guy in that situation where I can submit him. And sometimes you have to take those chances. I mean, yeah, it's going to hurt, but I believe we all know that the old phrase, pain is temporary, pride is forever.
Yeah. I definitely had a lot of pride. And you know what else I did right after that? I Pele'd him right after that. The same leg, same hip that was hurting. I Pele'd him like out of instinct, because that's what I do right after. And I just wasn't thinking about it. I was like, okay. And then when I hit the mat and I started like trying to make my way up, it's like, oh God, okay. I got to either pin this guy now or I need to get this over with, because I don't know how much more my hip's going to be able to take on this. So, but you know, it happened. I'm glad it worked out, because I got the win on, you know, that was part of it. So it helped.
We got Jerry Morgan in the chat saying Jerry versus LVK for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first things first, Mr. Morgan. A
great match.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. It'd be a heck of a match. But first things first, Mr. Shooter, you got to get that title.
Jerry, you win that title. Oh yeah, I'll definitely take that shot for sure. I will not step away from that. I've been saying like at shows, I said he's one of the guys that I definitely want to mix it up with in the ring. And you know, title, no title, it doesn't matter for me. He's one of the guys I definitely want to get in the ring with. But if he wins that, when he wins that championship, oh, best believe, you know where to find me.
And we also have, you know, our current Lightning Division Championship, you know, champion who just became the longest reigning Lightning Division champion, Preacher.
No, you're not getting me with this one. You're not doing this to me. Last time I was on the show, yeah. No, I'm not saying his name.
Oh, all right.
Mm-mm, you're not getting me with this one, because last time this happened, I was freaked out. I had the longest, like, confused look on my face, and people were like, I think LVK's screen froze. And I was like, no, my screen didn't freeze. I was literally confused, and I don't want to go down that road again. So I'm not going to be the one that says his name.
We have Shaft in the comments saying good evening, guys.
Sure.
Shaft. So
you're dang right.
That man, Shaft, he's a bad head mother. I'm just talking about Shaft.
he's been a great addition to the NGW commentary table. His insights with all his time in the Ring Wars, it's really helped me out.
Yeah, I think he was going to let me use his headset when I was getting ready to do commentary during the match. But I saw the ring bell sitting there, so I was like, oh, no, I got a good idea with this ring bell. So, but, yeah, I was like,
no, that was a great moment
from asking him, let me get those headphones real quick, because I was going to talk trash to Reinhardt while I was beating him up. So,
you know, that was another great moment in the match where it was three times, I think, he actually struck him with the ring bell and the hammer.
Yeah.
That can't feel good.
No.
It's one of those things where it doesn't, like, you lose your hearing for a little bit. And then, of course, you got the ring bell struck against your face. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Not only do you lose your hearing, but you're also getting hit with a ring bell and a hammer.
Yeah, you're not going to be seeing the bell, hearing the bell, but seeing it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, concussions and tinnitus don't go well together.
No, they don't. They do not.
Ben saying the second time LVK said, man, that one sucked, and then he did it a third time.
Yeah, I didn't like the sound of that second one. That second one was just like, oh, that's the sound it made? Pretty sure he can probably still hear. Oh, let me go ahead and do it a third time.
Yeah, you wanted to have that nice crisp ring to it.
Yeah, I wanted everybody to know that this match was getting ready to be over, so ring the bell. So I just ring the bell.
Well, yeah, you gotta give the fans what they want.
And then you almost put Reinhardt in Peggy Minder's lap there too.
So my intentions there was not to let Peggy get a Reinhardt lap dance. That was not my intention at all. My intention was to just slam his face off of a chair.
Hey, you were quite successful in that. I was
very successful at that.
Oh, yeah.
Did it twice.
Well, you got to make sure.
Yeah. If the first one, even if the first one works, you still got to do the second one. So,
I hope
Peggy's not mad at me. Hold on. There's two twists here.
Oh,
I hope
no.
Peggy's not mad at me because maybe she wanted the lap dance from Reinhardt. So I kind of like took her dream away from her. I don't know.
I don't think Peggy's mad at you.
So either I saved her or I can crush her dreams. Pick one. Pick one.
So at what point in the match did Reinhardt earn your respect? Was it a point during the match or was it after the match when he went to shake your hand?
It was after the match. I can take that back. It was I caught a glance of it while I was on the ground. DK picked up the chair and he handed it to Reinhardt. And Reinhardt could have did the kill shot. He could have went for the kill there, but he didn't. He didn't pull the trigger. And there's a difference between pulling the trigger when you have to and pulling the trigger to that could end someone's career. I don't think me and Reinhardt at that point were ready to end each other's careers. So I know during that, when he put the chair down and didn't use it, I figured he wanted to beat me without using weapons. So, I mean, he did use this, a stop sign or one of those signs and hit me a couple times with it. But with the chair, he wanted to do it a different way. And I gave him respect for that. So. I would have went for the kill shot. But with Reinhardt, that's where I gained a lot of respect. And then after the match, that threw it over the top when he pulled me down and he shook my hand. So, I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought we were going to probably go for a third, which I would have been ready for. But he pulled my hand. He pulled me down and he shook my hand. So that's where the respect was pretty much like sealed at that point.
Yeah, you looked like you were getting ready to go at him again when he pulled you down, but you had a little bit of a shocked look on your face when he extended his hand.
I was very shocked. I was ready for round three at that moment, and he stuck his hand out to shake it. So, that said it right then and there. It's like, okay, yeah. I can respect you for that. Even the crowd they were kind of hesitant too about it, and then they realized like, hey, yeah, shake his hand.
And we got a couple questions for you in the chat here. If anybody has any questions for LBK, feel free to drop them in the chat here. We got one from Phoenix Quinn asking, which belt are you wanting to go for first now that you're officially on the NGW roster?
That's a great question. My family, they're gunning for the tag team championships. So I don't want to step in between that. I'm more of a singles wrestler anyway. I'm by myself usually a lot. I'm glad I'm on the roster with my family, so I know I have some people to watch my back. If I were to go after a championship, my saying is this: I'm in this business to be heavyweight champion. This is what I do. This is how I prove that I'm the greatest. So heavyweight would be number one for me. Lightning Division Championship, I can definitely see myself winning that one. PYT, they're pretty guarded right now with their leader being the champion. with Playboy being the champion. So they're that's going to get some – that's going to take some time to win that. But with that Lightning Division Championship, it's one guy that's holding that that I've seen so far. And I'm not going to say his name on here because that counter is going to go up. However, if he's ready to defend that championship, he's got a challenger in me. Also, going back to the heavyweight championship, I completely forgot Jerry Morgan. Jerry Morgan, he put it out there, LVK versus Jerry Morgan for the NGW heavyweight championship. Jerry Morgan, if you win that championship, let me rephrase that, when you win that championship, you best believe I'll be standing there waiting for you. And to the Lightning Division champion, I'm not going to say your name. Anytime that you feel like you want to defend that championship against someone you know that can take it, all you got to do is say my name once. I'll be there.
Yeah, you got to look out for him, though, with the Gospel of Damnation. He's kind of in a little bit of PYT situation himself because it's him, it's Bro Shaman, it's his disciple, and Lexi Green.
Bring them all. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, Phoenix Quinn saying, interesting, we will talk.
I kind of figured that.
What's up, Queen?
Yeah, I did kind of figure it was a very interesting question being, you know, being posed to one of our by one of our co-CEOs. So you might be getting calls from front office sometime soon about future plans for you.
My line stays open. So anytime anybody wants to talk championships, that's a conversation I'm always willing to have.
And we have Benny with the question saying, is there anyone you'd want to team up with on the NG roster? Who would it be and why? But he has an addendum to that saying, minus the fam.
Oh, that was going to be my answer. That was going to be my answer.
I think we all thought that way. I could. Yeah. That's what makes this question very interesting. I mean, the fam would be a slam dunk.
If anybody who I wanted to team up with on the roster, I'm going to go ahead and say a couple names right off the bat. Jerry Morgan would be one. Logan would be another. Sid would be one. You know, those three are the ones that stick out the most because I have history with Sid. I respect Jerry. And Logan, I dig his style, you know, with the jersey. I'm not a skinny jean wearer, but I do wear a lot of jerseys. So I respect his style. I dig it. So those three would be the guys that I would team up with. Nobby. So it's funny because I trained with Nobby when Nobby was beginning and I was helping training there. So he's one guy I would definitely want to team up with as well.
Navi Kai, an absolutely incredible talent. What about teaming up with Reinar for a match or two?
Reinar too, yeah. I can't believe I forgot about Reinar. Yeah, definitely. I would definitely team up with Reinar. We would have we're so different, but we think kind of the same when it comes to matches. Like he sails the seas, and I'm a city guy, you know. So it would be an interesting dynamic with me and him as a team. So, yeah, he's definitely one as well. I can't believe I forgot to mention him. And I just went to war with the guy. So, yeah, definitely Reinar. So you can add him to my list too.
And Benny has a second question. If there was one person in history not in the NGW roster, alive or dead, who would it be and why that you would team with?
That's not on the roster.
Yep. Not on the
roster. There's three guys that a lot of people, if you follow me, you know, there's three brothers I got and I've called them my brothers because we've traveled the roads together. We've had matches together. One of them is actually my brother. So, Tony Flood would be one. Me and Tony have gone to war so many times. And it's not just, you know, just two guys going to war. We've had wars with countries. Like, I'm representing the United States and he represents Canada. We've wrestled in front of 50 people to 700 people to almost 1,000 people. We've traded championships. We've been in cage matches. He's electrocuted me. He's thrown me into a ditch and breaking my arm. Yeah. This guy, we've been through so much. Any match you can think of, ladder match, three stages of hell match, last man standing matches, we've had it, done it. He's one guy I would definitely team with. Adrian Surge. Now, if you know me, that is my rival no matter what. No matter where I'm at, he is the one guy who I go to war with every single show. We've done 8-minute matches to 50-minute matches. We go to war. And it's the guy that is also tried to end my career. I've tried to end his a couple of times. So we kind of made each other famous. So it's like one of those things where if it's on the show, then it's must see. And you're going to be glued to every little thing that we do. Like, everything that we do has meaning. So, and we've even tagged together before, and we have this name. It's pretty funny. We used to call each other Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper. That was our tag team name. And I'll just say this. I wasn't Pepper. I was Salt. And Serge's reason, because I'm so salty. That was his reason. So, yeah, we've teamed together a couple of times, and then COVID hit, and then that kind of put an end to that. And then we went back to fighting each other. And then my brother, Dice Patterson, he's another guy. We were the tag team. We've actually won tag team titles together, so we know what it's like to win championship gold, being that guy that's always has my back. And he's one of those guys where family matters. So just like with the fam, you know how they run, Dice is my version of the fam. So with Dice, we've won so many tag team championships. We've wrestled so many different teams. We know where each other are going to be. And so we always have each other's back. So those are the three guys that I for sure that I would tag with that are not a part of the NGW roster.
You know, somebody that is on the NGW roster who has recently returned to the NGW roster that I think you could have a great match would be with Shrapnel.
With who?
I thought we lost you there.
I think I lost you for a second.
Oh, yep. I think you could have a great match with Shrapnel.
Shrapnel.
Yep.
So Shrapnel, he's one of those guys that flies. He's a flyer. So I saw a picture of him a couple of days ago when you actually posted it, of him in the air. And that's one guy that I know, like, we would put on a speedy, fast clinic because I'm pretty fast and speedy myself. So that's one of those where it's going to be hard hitting, but it's also going to be speedy, hard hitting. So, yeah, I'll face anybody on the roster. I don't shy away from nobody.
Yeah, Bay saying, Shrapnel, you missed that dude. We have Infamous Dara saying, would you want to face Sid Holland, Tobias, and Shrapnel in a four-way?
Yep. Sign me up. Like I said, I don't back down from challengers. I'll face anybody, whether it's friends, whether it's foes. Sid is a friend of mine. Tobias, he's not a friend of mine. Shrapnel, I've had maybe one or two conversations with the guy, and they seem pretty cool. So, yeah, put those three guys together in a four-way, yeah, for sure.
Well, you got to kind of keep an eye out with Shrapnel, though, because he's got this really big friend who likes to throw people.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Yeah, he likes to team up with Savage, and Savage likes to throw people.
Oh, nice. Well, Rhinor liked to team up with DK, and we saw how that worked.
And we have Benny saying LVK versus Bruno Shaman.
I'll face him too. I'll face whoever. Name anybody on the roster, I'll face them. Like this, my answer is going to be the same every single time.
Jerry said he likes to throw people too.
So do I. But I like to throw people around. I like to hit people more than throwing people, though.
And we got Benny, bring up a good point. You know, as you say, you don't back down from a challenge. And you've been on our program before, so I'm certain that you're quite familiar with the challenge that we have for our guests. Nice little question segment that we have, we like to call.
Oh, this again.
Shock therapy.
Oh, God. A lot of pressure. Here we go.
Now, for anybody new here, the way that shock therapy works is we ask our guests a series of three multiple choice questions. If they get two out of the three multiple choice questions right, they will win a prize, which will be a signed show poster. I'm talking movie poster size poster signed by everybody at the next NGW show. And LVK is going to be playing for Patricia Eldridge this week.
Oh, cool. Hi, Patricia. If you're watching, hello. Hopefully I get them all right so I can win a poster for you.
You know what? I like Betty's comment here saying, let's get shocked. I'm going to steal
that. I can't recommend actual shock therapy. You know, it does things to you, but this shock therapy I can get behind.
Now, LVK, you know, we like to tailor our questions to our guests, and something that really caught my attention at the last show, and because it's the first time that I've been lucky enough to actually hear where you are hailed from. And you were introduced as being hailed from somewhere in America.
Yes. Yes.
So I thought it would be appropriate to ask you questions about other things that are somewhere here in America.
Oh, no. I knew this was going to get me. I knew this was going to get me in some trouble by saying that.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very broad topic. So,
yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Let's
all right. But you just have to get two out of three right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No, but okay.
All right, your first question is, where is the world's largest ball of twine located somewhere in America? Is it A, the White House basement next to the leftover fireworks stash, B, a Walmart parking lot in Area 51, C, Kansas, where people actually visit it, or D, buried under Elvis's old jumpsuits in Graceland?
Wow. So about twine, it's gotta be, I want to say C, because I don't think it's under Elvis's old jumpsuit. Like, I have family that's in Memphis, so that's somewhere in America, so you know that now. I'm gonna have to say C,
Kansas, where people actually visit it.
Judges,
and you're right.
Whew. Okay. Whew. That Walmart parking lot in Area 51 kind of got me. I was like, could be there. I mean,
is
Walmart in Area 51, though? I don't think there's a Walmart in Area 51.
There could be. I mean, nobody
there really is. I would be
Area 51.
Yeah, actually, yes, there is a Walmart in Area 51. Inside that Walmart, there's a Subway, and inside that Subway, there's a Starbucks. It's for some reason inside that Starbucks is a Panda Express.
Where's the God, Dollar General?
Is a Super Walmart? Is it open 24 hours?
not even that one's open 24 hours.
Oh darn, that's not a Super Walmart then.
Curse you, COVID.
All right, you have one down. You just have to get one more of the next two right. Are you ready for your second question?
I'm ready.
All right, question two. If you're driving somewhere in America on Route 66, what might you see? A, a 400-foot inflatable Donde Estoy hitchhiking with a banjo. C, or B, Cadillac cars buried nose-first in the ground. C, the world's first McDonald's entirely staffed by raccoons. Or D, a 200-foot cactus wearing sunglasses and yelling, road trip!
Okay, so if I see a 400-pound Donde, inflatable Donde, that means I'm turning around. I am definitely going to turn around if I see that. God. Ooh, a 200-foot cactus wearing sunglasses and yelling road trip. That doesn't exist. So I would have to say it's either B or C. I'm going to go with B because that sounds like it's more logical.
All right.
Yeah, it's entirely stuffed by raccoons. Now, I don't think that would be C. So I'm going to go with B. That seems more B, Cadillac, yeah.
Cadillac cars buried nose first in the ground. And you are right.
Isn't that the all-fabled car henge?
No, it's a place called Cadillac Ranch, and it's in Texas.
Wow. So that's somewhere in America right there.
Yep.
I love the theme. It's somewhere in America.
That's a little off the beaten path, I would say. But I mean, they have them buried nose first, and they have them painted and everything. It's actually one of those, like, you know, roadside attractions that I would recommend checking out. It's quite interesting.
If I'm ever that way, I'm going to go look for that, because that actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah. But you have gotten two out of the three right, so you have won that signed poster for Patricia. But we still have one more question. You want to see if you can go 3 for 3?
Why not?
All right. And your third question. Where can you find the famous mystery spot? A place where somewhere in America, gravity seems to go wild. Is it A, Michigan? B, a Denny's at 3 a.m. after too much coffee? C, inside the Pentagon's janitor's closet? Or D, Disney World's Oops, Wrong Dimensions ride?
Famous mystery spot, a place somewhere in America where gravity seems to go wild. I want to say that's got to be Michigan. That's got to be Michigan.
I love how you just jumped to Michigan. Is that because
that's got to be Michigan? Because Disney World's Oops, Wrong Dimension ride. I've been to Disney World so many times. I've never heard of that, and I've never passed it. But going to Disney World, it's a different thing, though. Inside the Pentagon's janitor closet is an absolutely no. And Denny's at 3 a.m. after too much coffee. I've seen people at Denny's at 3 a.m. with too much coffee. That is definitely not it. So it's got to be Michigan.
Yeah, coffee.
Yeah, it's got to be Michigan.
A, Michigan. And you are right. It is A, Michigan.
And Denny's at 3 a.m. was like, no, that's definitely not it.
Now, what about Waffle House at 3 a.m.?
Hey, we don't talk
about Waffle House. There's things that go wild. Gravity isn't one of them.
We don't talk about Waffle House at 3 a.m. You never know what you're going to see.
That's just something you can't just tell people. That's something they have to experience.
You have to experience Waffle House at 3 a.m. You can't just – I can't even talk about my experiences at Waffle House on live. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. Like, anybody in the comments that's, like, asking questions, I can't talk about Waffle House at 3 a.m. I am sworn to secrecy of the things I've seen at Waffle House.
But you got all three right, and you won that side poster from Patricia. Congratulations.
6 for 6. From the last show to this show, 6 for 6.
Yeah. Like
100%.
You are absolutely undefeated right now.
I like it. That sounds like me right now at NGW, except that I have never been pinned. Never been submitted or pinned, so.
Well, you know who else has technically never been pinned or submitted in NGW? Jerry Morgan.
That'd be an interesting matchup.
Which actually, that's a point of contention between myself and Scott, because Jerry Morgan has been defeated in NGW because he didn't tap out. He passed out during a match, so it was a referee stoppage. So I say that technically he's never been pinned or submitted. And Scott says technically he's submitted. So we have a little bit of a disagreement there.
I mean, you know, technically both of you are right. Because, you know, Scott didn't give up. His body gave up on him. Yeah, so
I mean, you know, that's something that if we're going on pinfalls and submissions and he's one that has never tapped out, like he's never tapped out and his body gave up on him, then knowing if me, I would say, yo, I never got pinned. I never tapped. I never submitted. So still undefeated. So if we want to run with that, then that's fine. But either way, you're still getting Jerry Morgan versus LVK. And when he wins the NGW championship, I'll be right there.
Savage says that Preacher Pennant.
Dang it.
That's two.
And he does have a point. He was penned this Sunday or this past Saturday.
I kind of want to say the word now because we've like, I see the comments and people are like saying, I kind of want to say the word.
Dar says only one more.
I guess I have to be that guy that says it. Yeah, okay, fine. I'll bite.
Preacher. Jerry says say it.
We are always watching.
Oh, why we got Tim Fate like that?
Our resident Beetlejuice, the NGW Lightning Division champion right there.
You know what? That peer pressure really sucked. Like, you guys got me into that. So, you know what, chat? That's your fault. We could have gone without that tonight. You guys got me into that. You guys made me say that. And now I'm even more confused than the first time it happened. This is your fault, Jerry. Thanks a lot.
We were so close.
And it wasn't even the camera guy that said it. It was me. I said it.
No, it was LVK.
It was my fault. So you guys can blame me for this one. Well, actually, blame Jerry because he peer pressured me into this one.
Yeah. Jerry poked you.
Yeah, he did. Thanks, Jerry. Truly appreciate that one. I could have gone the whole night without seeing that.
And Jerry's saying that he's a bum. But I want to thank you again for joining us here tonight, LVK, and I'll give you congratulations on your win this past Saturday. And where else can NGW fans catch you in action?
I will be at IEW September 13th, wrestling against a rookie. And I'm going to call him out on this show because he's been running his mouth talking about, oh, I can't beat him. I can't beat him fairly. But the last time we wrestled, I beat him fairly. So, yeah, I'm where Will Curtis is at, wrestling against the rookie. So now I get where he comes from. But the difference between me and Curtis has to face me again. This rookie has to face me again. Both of them are going to get beat by me. Curtis for the first time, this rookie for the second time. So, yeah. And right after that, I am wrestling against the heavyweight champion at Strictly Insane Professional Wrestling. So right after that, as soon as I beat a rookie, I'm going down to win my third SMPW Heavyweight Championship. So I got an eventful night. I start the night off by beating a rookie, and then I end the night by winning a championship. So when you guys see me, I'm going to be holding another title.
That's both on the 13th?
Both on the 13th.
Oh, man.
Both shows, because I can do that. I'm that guy that will take on both people at once. So, yeah. Two different venues, two different times. I'm going to make short work of the rookie, and then I'll go to war for the heavyweight championship. So.
Wow. Well, I wish you the best of luck in both those endeavors. Is there any other place that you are currently in action at?
No, just those two for right now. So we'll see if anybody else comes calling. My phone is always on, so anybody that wants to talk, I'm available.
Well, thank you.
But my priorities, NGW, of course.
Yeah, it's wonderful having you on the NGW roster. I look forward to everything that you're going to be bringing to us.
Same. And it's not me getting pushed in a crowd this time. It's me actually getting challenged and me throwing out challenges to people. So this is definitely a good time to be in NGW for sure. You never know what you're going to get. You never know the matchups. And, you know, my first one happened to be with Reinar, which we ended up respecting each other. So now where do I go next? Like, you just have to stay tuned and watch, because as of right now, only thing I know is my family needs me, so I'll be teaming with them and watching their backs.
Well, look forward to seeing you in action again in NGW. But thanks again for joining us, and you have yourself a wonderful evening, LVK.
You guys the same. Guido, we still got to get that pick, man. Next show.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to be at one of those shows on the 13th, so we might have to meet up for that. So.
For sure. For sure.
And you're by the get way, fined, Guido.
We're going to test that theory out from whatever theory you guys were talking about. I don't know, but I'm definitely getting that picture.
I got deep enough pockets. I think we can swing that fine.
Bad. Oh, and before I leave, tell me what my name is, please.
LVK.
I'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
All right. Take care, sir.
Oh, that's always fun talking with LVK, Guido.
I mean, don't get me wrong. LVK is, you know, I mean, yeah, he's, you know, Curtis Payne may be writing him off as, you know, having being inexperienced, but he's making his way through the Midwest scene. Like I said, working on his third SNPW Heavyweight Championship. You know, he's working his way up in various other promotions and you know, here and you know, making a big splash in New Genesis Wrestling. I think it's only going to be a matter of time before we see him with gold around his waist. Whether or not it's the heavyweight title, part of the tag titles, and well, now that we reached our limit, maybe taking the Lightning Championship off Preacher.
I expect great things from LVK. But I want to thank everyone for joining us here tonight. I want to thank Guido for stepping in and being co-host with me tonight. And also want to give a special thank to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscoota, Illinois, Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, and our newest sponsor, ATS Collectibles in Smithton, Illinois.
Yeah, they were at our last show. They had quite the amount of collectibles. I could easily go broke at their table. Not going to lie.
Yeah. Oh, I feel you there. But, you know, next month we will actually be having two chances to catch NGW live in action. Because we're also going to be doing a show up in Root House on September 6th. At the Green County Days, and that's going to be a free show. Just show up to Green County Days up there in Root House, and we'll be performing right there at the square.
A lot of fun. I haven't been to Root House in a while. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Oh, it's been quite a few years since I've been up there myself, and I'm looking forward to that too. And then, of course, halfway through the month on Saturday, September 20th, there will be Retribution. We'll be seeing Playboy Double H, current NGW Heavyweight Champion, going up against Jerry Morgan. We'll be seeing
Jerry.
Yo, I was quite impressed with that.
You know, I mean, that was kind of a weird. You know, I felt like I was in Bizarro World there for a second. You know, the fans actually getting behind the shooter, but you know what? It worked out well for him. And I think the fans want to see Playboy get his comeuppance, and you know, maybe just maybe the Shooter's the man to do it.
Well, the fans were very upset in how Jerry versus Preacher ended. You know, Preacher used the belt.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. We thought, you know, we actually got him one-on-one, but he used those deceptive tactics. Distracting a referee and whacking him with the belt. It's, you know, and it's unfortunate. You know, the ref has to call what he sees.
Yeah. But we'll also be seeing Lexi Green versus Chaza McKenzie to crown the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Who you got in that one, camera guy?
I'm not going to. They're both wonderful competitors. It can be either one of them. It's hard to choose, man.
Yeah, we'll talk buy some dollars after the show.
Either way, you know, only one person can be first. And that's what they're fighting for, is to be the first. And then, of course, you know, we're going to be having Dexter taking on the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz, thanks to Guido.
Oh, that is not my fault. I swear, y'all acting like I'm the devil incarnate.
No, we're just, you said it yourself. Somebody takes a picture with you, then they, you know, turns to the dark side.
You act like I said, y'all acting like I'm the devil. But, I don't get this much when I go to the Port Authority. Talk to Joey Numbers.
Benny is chiming in. He's saying that Lexi Green's going to walk out the first NGW Women's Champion.
It's a distinct possibility.
But yeah, we got a lot of action to look forward to. And everybody, make sure that you give us a like, a share, give us a top rope elbow drop on that thumbs up button. And thank you again, Guido, for stepping in. And we will see everybody again next week.